This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea's state media, KCNA, said on Monday the country conducted an important final phase test on Sunday for the development of a spy satellite, which it seeks to complete by April 2023. The report was released a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries reported the isolated North's launch of two intermediate-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast. KCNA said the test, conducted at its Sohae satellite launching station in the northwestern town of Tongchang-ri, was aimed at reviewing the country's capability of satellite imaging, data transmission, and ground control systems. Heating has been fully restored to Kyiv after the latest Russian bombardment that targeted water and power infrastructure, the capital's mayor said on Sunday. Ukrainian officials said Russia fired more than 70 missiles Friday in one of its heaviest barrages since the Kremlin's February 24th invasion, forcing emergency blackouts nationwide and cutting access to heat and water. Temperatures in Kyiv and many places across Ukraine were below freezing on Sunday morning, with forecasts expecting them to dip to minus 6 degrees Celsius in the capital by the evening. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken to Peru's embattled president, urging her to pursue reforms and focus on reconciliation as violent protests roil her new government, the State Department said Sunday. Department spokesperson Ned Price said in a statement, quote, Secretary Blinken encouraged Peru's institutions and civil authorities to redouble their efforts to make needed reforms and safeguard democratic stability. This is VOA News. The White House COVID coordinator says there's been a substantial increase in cases and hospitalizations since Thanksgiving. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the jump in COVID cases and hospitalizations is about 40% and adds to the increasing numbers of flu and RSV.
We're not totally surprised by this, right? Because we've seen increases each of the last two winters. And then what else is happening? In colder, drier air, the virus spreads more efficiently.
Jha also says on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos, people will be better protected for holiday gatherings with the updated vaccines and boosters, which he recommends for anyone who has not gotten a shot in the last 6 months. He also addressed the reports of shortages for children's medicine like amoxicillin, saying while manufacturing and supply is good, demand is unprecedented in some areas. I'm Julie Walker.
Voting to elect a new leader of South Africa's ruling party got underway late Sunday, with the race tightening between President Cyril Ramaphosa and his former health minister, Zweli Mkhize. Ramaphosa is expected to be confirmed in the role that would open the way to his being head of state for a second term, despite a damaging cash heist scandal and vociferous internal opposition. The race looked closer than previously expected Sunday, with reports of party delegates from several provinces shifting support to Mkhize, who Ramaphosa replaced at the peak of the pandemic for alleged malfeasance involving COVID funds. The U.S. city of El Paso, Texas, braces for possible jump in migrant arrivals after a U.S. judge ordered COVID-era border restrictions to end next week. This Reuters report is produced by Jillian Kitchener.
Dr. Ashish Jha.
The city of El Paso, Texas, has declared a state of emergency as they brace for a possible spike in migrant arrivals after a U.S. judge ordered COVID-era border restrictions, known as Title 42, to end by Wednesday. Democratic Mayor Oscar Leeser cited the hundreds of migrants currently sleeping on the streets in cold temperatures and the thousands of migrants being apprehended every day as reasons for the declaration. Leeser highlighted the border city's challenge with the expected end of Title 42, an order that allowed agents to rapidly send migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border back to Mexico or other countries.